Another frontier issue, or we're seeing a lot of research, and actually right now we're trying to put together some grant proposals, so we got to get more into basic science for that. We're trying to think about what could we talk about in that thing that would be more sort of biologic, molecular. And I was thinking to myself, because we were talking about how Mystic, maybe it's because of the trial, but for some reason is negative. Obviously, we're seeing positive data with Pembro. Nevo was negative in the first-line setting, and Pembro wasn't. There's always been this idea that when you ask people, you think there's any difference between any of these drugs, everybody always says, well, no, at least not clinically. But biologically or pharmacologically, what actually is the difference between, let's say, the checkpoint inhibitors that are out there right now that are approved in their structure and what they do? I mean, is there any reason to believe that somehow they might be different enough to see different results sort of intrinsically?
Yeah, there certainly are not a really clear body of data to say that there's differences between the drugs. The first line studies of Nevo and Pembro seem like outliers rather than sort of evidence of a trend that there's a difference between Nevo and Pembro. I think if you were to look at the individual drugs, there are some differences. Pembrolizumab, for example, has particularly high affinity for binding to PD-1, a little bit higher, maybe a log higher than nivolumab does. Certainly, there's structural differences in terms of the specific receptor between the PD-1 and PD-L1 binding drugs. And then the Fc domains of the individual drugs, either that IgG1 or IgG4, humanized or engineered, all of those features have the theoretical potential to modify the relative benefit of a given drug. So if ultimately we were to find that there was some true differences, I think those features may explain why there's some differences. But at least to date, I don't see a clear clinical difference between the classes or between the drugs.
It was never one of my few strengths. And, you know, I was thinking to myself, biologically, I don't know if you know, like other examples, for example, non-steroidal AIs in breast cancer. You know, people interchangeably use letrozole and anastrozole. Are they really exactly the same?
Yeah, I don't know.
They're probably not exactly the same. So I don't know. I get the feeling clinically that people view checkpoint inhibitors kind of the way they view AIs.
Yeah,
that
they're interchangeable.
But on the other hand, you're kind of like, you got to follow the data. So yeah. I'm assuming you have FDA issues also, but for example, durvalumab, I imagine, unless you see data with the other ones, is the only thing that's going to be used with locally advanced disease. Wouldn't you assume that?
I suspect so, yeah. And I think that may sort of speak to what we were talking about before in terms of whether there's any even small differences in terms of pneumonitis. I think that could be one justification for favoring the PD-L1 drugs and that is special in that particular setting. But ultimately, I think that the drugs are pretty similar.